Welcome back to the Lucky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's going on, guys? How you doing? It is Monday, October 14th, 2019. The year is coming to an end. I can't believe it, how quickly time has been going. It's just flying by. Really quick, I just want to say, fuck the NFL, man. Jesus Christmas, do I miss the Major League Baseball season. Oh, I'm so used to just winning, hitting, and then fucking, you know, taking two or three losses in a row is just not normal for me, and I don't like it. It feels nasty, and I don't even know if that's the case. Let me check. It is, by the way, full disclosure, it is still Sunday. It is 6:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time when I'm recording this, at least the intro part. So I apologize for the lack of audio quality. I know it's not going to be terrible, but I'm using my backup Beats headphones and microphone, which isn't too bad. But to be honest, I have better options and options on me, but this is just easier for me as I don't have to hold anything and the audio is just not that terrible. So it's just easier for me. Granted, the audio quality does take a small hit, but it's better than my other options that I have. When I'm on the go, like I am currently, you'll hear a little bit of wind, by the way, but no big deal. But when I'm on the go, I essentially have three options. So number one being, actually probably four options, and I'll tell you which is the best audio quality real quick. So basically one of my options, first of all, is to talk directly into my phone, which, believe it or not, is one of the better audio quality options for sure. Don't know why, but that speaker microphone combo directly into the iPhone is not bad at all. Actually very, very impressed with it. Another option would be, you know, using the headset that comes with the iPhone, which again, not terrible at all. However, that microphone is super sensitive, believe it or not. So you know how it hangs basically. So anytime it hits you've heard it in the past, anytime it rubs against my shirt or anything like that, you hear it pretty fucking clearly. So to avoid that, I have to hold the actual microphone piece like away, like close to my mouth but away from my chest and whatnot, and that just becomes a pain in the fucking ass. So I prefer not to do that. And these are on the go options. Obviously when I'm home I have more options. Another option I have is using the Beats headset, which is great. It's not great. It's a little bit distant because right now the way I'm using it is completely wireless mode. So essentially, you know, the microphone is up by my ears and my mouth is not up there. So the better option using the Beats headphones would be to, you know, it comes with a cord. Actually plug it into the phone and use that microphone, which is a much better option. The sound quality is fantastic, it's convenient, and it's better than the iPhone headset due to the fact that I don't seem to have those sound issues with the, you know, rubbing against the shirt and whatnot. Anyway, this could be a little bit boring. Problem is, with the Beats, so, you know, iPhones, they don't have a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack or whatever it's called. So you have to use the Lightning cable. Now, from the iPhone 10 and up, it doesn't come with a little dongle anymore. You have to actually buy the dongle separate. Now, I have fucking four or five of them laying around. I can't find out one of them. So I can't plug the Beats headphones directly into the phone. Therefore, I'm using the option that is most convenient and easiest for me. It's not the best audio quality, but it's not terrible either. So I'm going to do it this way for now. Anyway, that was a lot of fucking talking to get really nowhere, but that's cool. What else am I gonna do, right? Let's just do a fucking podcast. Checking the NFL scores currently. I was gonna release a lock pick of the day today, boys, but I decided against it. I just wanted to give everything out for free today due to the fact that I've not been the best at releasing a podcast every single day, and the quality of the content has not been great. I went like the past 2 weeks before this, before my incident on the subway happened, and the listener numbers just fucking blew up. You know, I had my first guest on, you know, telling stories, stuff like that. So I feel like the content was a lot better, and I get rewarded in the form of more listeners. So there you have it. So I realize that the more work I put into the podcast episodes, the more listeners I get. Therefore, the better the podcast does. So I'm going to focus more on putting out the best content as possible. I hope you guys can understand why there was that kind of lapse there. You know, shit happens in life, but I'm good now, baby. So I'm back. No more bullshitting around. I've already spent about an hour and a half researching the picks for today, which would be Monday. I definitely have a Locky Lock pick of the day for you guys today, tonight. So, yeah, that's not going to be free. We're going to go back to the same situation we were before this little break. So, we'll discuss that later on, but it's going to be $25 for the Locky Lock pick of the day today. If you don't want to pay that, or you can't afford it, or whatever the fact, no biggie. I'm still going to give you like 6 or 7 picks that are strong as fuck. I really like Monday slate of games. I really do. I like the NHL. I like it all. Let's check in on the NFL scores. Washington beat Miami 17-16. I told you to take the under in that game. Fucking horrible game. There was no way that game was going over. So that's a win there. Woo! 1-0. Philly at Minnesota. I did not give you a pick on that. I did lean Philly, though, so I was wrong there. New Orleans at Jacksonville. New Orleans plus 2.5 dogs. I don't know how that's possible. But New Orleans won 13-6, so we hit that one as well. What's that? 2-0? 3-0? Whatever the fuck. Doesn't matter. Cincinnati at Baltimore. Baltimore won by 6. They closed at minus 10.5. I liked that at minus 8.5. They won, but did not cover. They won by 6. Seattle was going to be the Locky Lock pick of the day. Now I regret not releasing that as a Locky Lock pick of the day, but I hope you guys tailed that game. Seattle was, they closed at plus 1 dogs on the road at Cleveland. They won 32-28. It was not a sweat-free betting victory by any means. It was kind of stressful, actually. But Seattle, once again, so actually did pretty fucking well on the podcast picks NFL this week. So Houston was at KC. This was a little bit surprising. Not only did Kansas City not cover the 3.5 or whatever you got it at, but they lost straight up. They lost 31-24 playing Houston. And Carolina beat Tampa Bay in the early game in London, 37-26. A little bit of traffic here, guys. Excuse me. Sorry for the background noise, but what the fuck, motherfucker? And then, yeah, of course, on Thursday night, the Giants got whooped by New England. New England covered there. So that's that. I actually did not do bad at all so far on the podcast picks. I hope you guys tailed. Not getting the listener numbers I would like, but we'll get right back to where we need to be ASAP. A little bit surprising here. Not really. So I'm surprised with San Francisco. I honestly found out fucking today that they were undefeated this year. Did not know that. They look like they're about to beat the Rams. But I did say skip that game or take the 49ers due to the fact, one of the facts that Gurley is not playing. So San Francisco looks like they're going to beat the Rams. The third quarter, 3:53 left. San Francisco's ball on their own 42. They're up 17-7, so they're up 10 over LA. Then you got Atlanta at Arizona. Again, I said take Arizona. Atlanta's been sketchy as fuck. Arizona is up 27-13 with the ball on their own 7-yard line. This one's surprising the fuck out of me, but we're learning a lot about Dallas here, boys. Dallas, not the team you guys thought they were. Schedule was in their favor for sure, but this is surprising. They're losing to the Jets right now 21-9 at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Funny, I'm actually, remember that hill that I tell you about that I record sometimes walking up out of breath? Well, I'm at the top of it about to walk down. I'm looking at MetLife Stadium right now. I'm going to be back on Twitter in about 7 hours, boys. I'm going to take a picture of this right now, and I'll post the picture of the MetLife Stadium of my view right now with a tweet as soon as I can. It's beautiful. You can see the lights on. Cool, man. Anyway, so yeah, the Jets are whooping on Dallas. It's their ball as well on the 50. 21-9, Jets over Dallas, and then you got Tennessee at Denver. Denver's up 6-0. That game looks like it sucks to watch. All right, So that's that little recap there, a little audio talk, yada, yada, yada. Excuse me. Tonight, you're going to hear this tomorrow, so it's pointless, but we got the Yankees at Houston. I'm a Yankee fan, you know that. Verlander on the mound, it's scary. I do think Houston squeaks out the victory here today unless New York plays the way they did last night. They looked unbeatable last night. Literally, I watched the game, and it was like fucking two outs, man on first. Two outs, man on first and second. Two outs, man, bases loaded. Two outs, fucking base hit, two-run score. I mean, they just kept putting it on, baby. If they play like this, they're winning the World Series for sure. Tanaka pitched great. Bullpen came through as expected. So, Tanaka gave more innings and more batters faced than needed or expected. So, good on you, Tanaka. We'll see tonight, but I do think Houston evens up the series here at 1-1. I just want the Yankees to at least get one victory here in Houston. So, I do like Houston tonight, but I do like the Yankees to win this series. And then tonight, when you're hearing this, which would be Monday, got St. Louis at Washington. I got a pick for you there. I'll give it to you after the short sponsor break. I got a couple NHL picks here for you. Let me check real quick. I'm going to give you two Locky Lock picks of the day. How about that? We'll discuss how that's going to work price-wise and all that good stuff. But I do like one. I do like two. I do like three. That's three NHL games I like. And then a fourth one, which would be the Locky Lock pick of the day. Woo! And then what else we got? NFL Monday Night Football, baby. We got motherfucking Detroit at Green Bay. Going to be another Locky Lock pick of the day there, or at least a very strong play. I think I already talked about it on yesterday's podcast, Sunday's podcast, so you already know where I'm leaning on that one. No big deal. And that's pretty much it. Thank you, as always, guys, so much for listening. I'm back, baby. Let's do this shit. I'll be on Twitter soon. They better reinstate me like they say they're going to do in 7 hours and 2 minutes or something like that. We'll see what happens. I appealed it. They did not respond to me yet, so we'll see what happens. So hit me up on Twitter, guys, as always, at @JADULANIE, JD Sports Picks on Twitter, JD.Pro11@gmail.com. Hit me up, boys. Send me in a voice message. I'll play it on the podcast. I'll answer the question that you put in the voice message on the podcast. It's fun. Get involved in the show, guys. Let's do this shit. So, that's pretty much it. As always, thanks for listening. You guys are the best. And everybody who's been checking in, I told you guys in a podcast recently, if I go 1 or 2 or 3 days without releasing a podcast, go ahead and check in on me because that means something's going on. I went 1 day. I think I went 2 days without releasing a podcast, the 10th, 11th, I think 2 days. Yeah. And you guys who checked in on me, texted me, DM'd me, whatever. I appreciate it. You guys are the best. And that's pretty much it. Let's get right to it, boys. Quick word from Anchor, and I'll be back with some picks for you guys. Locky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. Let's motherfucking do this shit. Alrighty then, let's get right into it. Got some picks for you guys. Let's start right off with the NFL Monday Night Football. How about that? Let's see here. Detroit at the Green Bay Packers. Detroit is 2-1-1 on the year. The Packers are 4-1. Packers currently -3.5 favorites at home. Currently -102. -3.5 is -102. Detroit +3.5, -118. Opened at Green Bay -6. All the way down to -3.5. 66% of the betting public's action is on Green Bay. The total, just to give you an idea, opened at 46.5. 68% of the public is on the over. Currently 45.5. So down a point from the opening total. I like Green Bay here, guys. Green Bay currently -3.5. Might want to just buy that down since it's only -102. What I would do, personally, is buy that down to -2.5, which would only be -122. So you're only paying about $12 more than the normal -110. So I would say do that. This way, if Green Bay wins by 3, you still get the victory. Or if you just want to be safe, just buy it down to -3, have -112-ish, if you want to do that. So yeah, I like the Packers here. pretty easy bet. I don't see Detroit. I mean, Detroit's defense pretty solid. Green Bay at home, though. Lambeau Field. Middle of October, getting cool out there now. I don't know. It's going to be tough. Aaron Rodgers is that bad, bad man. As fucking Stephen A. Smith would always say. So I recorded that intro, by the way, yesterday on my way home from work. I'm currently recording this part of the podcast as I walk up this fucking hill one more time. I got to get up this hill every day pretty much to get to my job. It's all good, baby. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, 8:59, excuse me. As far as the MLB goes, by the way, I do have a Locky Lock pick of the day for you guys. Don't know how I'm going to do it yet. So, you guys already know, I changed the Locky Lock pick of the day situation. It'd be $25 to get the Locky Lock pick of the day. 70 and 10 on the last 80 Locky Lock picks of the day. So, I really like this pick. Not only is it a Locky Lock pick of the day, as it is rated 91 out of 100, which is super high. So it's definitely a Locky Lock pick status pick. It's also a dog. And it's also in the NHL. So, yeah. If you want that, I'm back up on Twitter. I just checked. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can DM me. You can do whatever you need to do. I'm back on Twitter, baby. No more suspension or whatever the hell you want to call that. What they did to me for no reason. But there's a Locky Lock pick of the day. So if you'd like that, hit me up on Twitter. You can send me a DM or just hit me up on Twitter and I'll tell you how to get that pick. So in the MLB, we have the St. Louis Cardinals at the Washington Nationals. Steven Strasburg is on the mound for the Washington Nationals. And they're already up 2-0 on the series. And they're at home now. St. Louis looks to be in trouble here. So basically my thoughts on this is with Flaherty on the mound for St. Louis, St. Louis has to win this game. St. Louis knows if they lose this game, the series is essentially over. You go down 3-0 in the MLB series, it's over. It's over. So it's now or never for St. Louis. That's my thinking behind it. The data is tending to go towards St. Louis tonight. So give you the odds real quick. St. Louis open at plus 114. They're currently plus 120, only getting 38% of the public's betting action. Washington open at minus 126. Currently minus 130. So, yeah, I like the Cardinals here. If they win, I mean, if they don't win here, series is essentially over. So, if the Cardinals are going to win a game this series, it will be tonight. So, that's the thinking behind that. Not to mention the fact that I love going against the public. The line movement does make sense. That's a little scary. So it's not like Vegas or the books are trying to play games with us. But yeah, that's my thinking behind that. With Strasburg on the mound for Washington, it is a little bit sketchy. However, Flaherty's no joke. St. Louis is a great team. We'll see what happens. But St. Louis has to win this game tonight. So that's the thinking behind that. And I'll give you a couple NHL picks real quick. If you listen to this podcast at all, you know I love taking the Islanders at home. The Islanders are playing the St. Louis Blues tonight in Long Island. So, what do we got here? St. Louis opened at minus 118 favorites. They're currently minus 121. The Islanders opened at minus 102 dogs. Currently plus 110. Islanders only getting 24% of the betting public's action. I like the Islanders here, boys. The Islanders at home. Last year, the Islanders at home were absolutely marvelous, as they would say. Marvelous. So, I like the Islanders here tonight, boys. I say take that with confidence, but we'll see what happens there. NHL is still early, so it's a little sketchy. I do like the Anaheim Ducks at Boston. Boston is great this year. That's a scary. This is not a podcast pick, but the Anaheim Ducks at plus 166 is not a bad play. Why does there have to be a fucking truck right next to me? God almighty. So frustrating. Anytime you try to do anything, it's fucking like, it's always something. It's always something. I'm going to give you one more dog in the NHL. And I have the Locky Lock pick of the day for you. I have it stashed away. I'm not giving it out. I'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'll try to release it for free. If not, it is going to be $25 for the Locky Lock pick of the day today. It's a super strong pick. It's in the NHL. It's a dog. So yeah, I love this pick a lot. I really do. So I'll be playing it probably for about 3 to 5 units, depending on what my bank account looks like. We'll see what happens there. I do like Buffalo a lot here, boys. Buffalo at home today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Buffalo open at -115 favorites. They're currently +102 dogs, getting 71% of the action. The line movement does not make sense here. Buffalo, I say take the Buffalo Sabres today, boys, at home. I like that bet a lot. Buffalo, that's probably one of the stronger NHL plays, if you had to ask me. And then I have the Lock of Luck pick of the day for you guys. So if you want to hit me up on Twitter at @JADULANIE, JAD Sports Picks, and I'll get that out to you. Anyway, thanks for listening. As always, guys, hang on 1 second here. Might have one more for you. Let me see. Let me see. I might have one more for you. Where are you? I knew I had one more for you. I don't. Wait. I'll give you a soccer pick. This came across my radar late last night. So, Granada is playing Osasuna. What I like here, boys, Granada playing Osasuna. The draw option, +202. I like the draw option, +202 there, if you want to take a risk. And that's it. Hit me up on Twitter, JDSportsFix, @JAT. Of course, there's a guy with a fucking goddamn leaf blower right next to me now. It's like you can't record a fucking podcast. I live in the city, there's a guy with a leaf blower. What the fuck, man? There's no leaves anywhere. Why? Ugh. Fuck you, now I'm motorcycle. I give up. I'm just going to stop the recording now. Now, hit me up on Twitter, guys. JDSportsFix, @JADULANIE. JD.pro11@gmail.com. Hit me up if you want the Lock and Lock pick of the day. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll tell you how to get that. I'll send it right out to you. If you gave a $100 donation or more, which gives you the Lock and Lock pick of the day forever, and I don't send it out to you, hit me up on Twitter. I do have a list of you guys, but I might forget you or whatever. So if you did make that donation, number one, I appreciate it. You're the best. Number two, make sure you get at me so that I get you that pick. I don't want to forget anybody that did that for the podcast. So that's that. Thanks for listening. As always, guys, I'm back on Twitter. So I'll see you around. I love you guys. You're the best. Let's eat together. Have a good day.